There was a question posed to a second grader by a teacher who said, if George Washington were alive today, what would he be famous for? And the student raised her hand and said, for being very old. Sometimes people mark time. They pass the time. They even waste the time because they don't know what to do. Today's gospel about the person who has so much that he has to build more storehouses reminds us, not sadly, because that person that day is going to die, but it reminds us of the preciousness of life. You only have a few years to be obedient to your parents, but you can honor them your entire life. Whether they're good or bad is not what the commandment says. The commandment says, honor your mother and father so that you might live a long and happy life on this world. It is the only commandment to which is attached a reward. Now, all the other commandments are not there to stifle our creativity, but so that we might enjoy the pleasures and joys of this world. Sometimes I say, or even quite often, that life is made to be lived like a gourmet, not a glutton. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. It's when people begin to focus on a certain part of their life and they want so much of this one thing to the exclusion of all the others. Because life is an art form and you are the creation that you are responsible for. In the Ukrainian sermon, I said the second petition that we say in the liturgy is for peace from on high and for the salvation of our souls. Isn't it funny that being an egotist is actually forgetting about yourself? Being egotistical is really having a distorted vision of who you are, while following God's commandments is actually focusing on who you are, taking care of your body and soul, taking care of your life as a precious gift that it is. Not simply saying at the end of your life, I lived a long life, but no matter how much you live, I lived a good life. When I was young, I was obedient to my parents. When I was older, I did them honor. I was kind to my neighbor. I prayed for my enemies. All these are recipes for joy and pleasure and happiness. Christ does not take our life away from us. He gives our life to us. And he says, focus on yourself first. Then you will be able to bring joy to your family and to your friends and to everyone else. What will we be famous for at the end of our life? For just getting older? That's no great accomplishment. As one of my friends said to his 6'7" friend, you're tall. Now there's an accomplishment. We are the accomplishment. We are the dream. Our life is the creation, and our life is the joy for both God and for us. There is a beautiful part in the Gospels where it says, there is more rejoicing among the angels in heaven over one sinner that changes their life than over 99 just. So if you want to make the angels happy, be good. Focus on your life. Take care of your body and soul. It is a lovely thing to focus on yourself. This way, you have a lot to give to everyone else. Slava Isusu Christu.